This is ARN, the Advanced Radio Network.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. Again, that's 800-561-6198.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
From the Dexcom G6 studios, make knowledge your superpower with their continuous glucose monitoring system. Be sure to visit DEXCOM.com. Erasmo's in the control room. H is with the show out of New York City. I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And this week, while we are recording many interviews in New York City during CE Week that we will present on the air next week for you, because there's not enough turnaround time to get all the interviews to all of our radio station affiliates and stuff, we're presenting a best of, a whole bunch of interviews, most likely most of which you haven't heard from Lost Wages Nevada back in January. Some little show that was going on there. So we hope that you stay tuned for that. In the meantime, of course, summer giveaway, well underway. What number do they call to just win stuff?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Our next guest is with a company that we've heard for a long time. Nautilus Equipment doing some cool things. But if I mention Bowflex, you say, oh my gosh, they've been around forever. Digital product line manager with Nautilus, the parent company of Bowflex, is Wes City. Wes, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Good, good. How's your show going?
Going well, and I hope for you as well, because I've seen a lot of activity around your exhibit. We're at another after-hours press event, the PepCom event right now, and you guys are talking about how fitness gets personal.
Yeah.
How is that?
Exactly. So with a lot of other fitness companies and machines, and even in our own history, it's been very one-size-fits-all, whether it's just the same content, the same machine, the same experience for everyone. And with this new campaign and the new app, we're thinking, like, what is the best fit for you? So basically, we're using kind of modern solutions to create connected fitness for the individual. So personalization. We're taking where you are today and creating custom workouts for the individual.
It sounds to me like that will help, hopefully, have more people do more workouts and enjoy it more, getting something out of it. I'm told that you're using some artificial intelligence. AI is being bantered around a lot these days, and you have to wonder, is it really AI, or are you using some machine learning, what have you? But in this case, if you're helping people to be and stay more fit, then it sounds like something that hopefully makes a workout more enjoyable. Therefore, you want to do it more.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, the Max Trainer is the first machine that we started with. It's a cardio machine, and it's a high-intensity interval training machine, and it's very challenging. So a lot of people, it's very popular. People love it. But a lot of people get it, and they can only do 2 minutes or 4 minutes, and they're just like, we sell the 14-minute workout because it's so intense, and they can't even do two or four. So basically what we're saying is, what if a personal training platform could say 2 or 4 minutes is fine? That's actually a great place to start. We're going to get you to 30 minutes based on where you are today. So the very first thing that you do in the app is the fitness assessment, and that says, like, here's your current fitness level, and here's your first custom workout based on your fitness level.
And see, this is why, as the host, I don't have to do the machine. This is where we're having our very own Julio, who is a fitness guy. When you see him, you'll see why. going to get on the machine with your instructions, and you're going to take us through kind of a mini fitness scenario, as you just described, and how people can get into it. So tell Julio what to do, and I'll just enjoy it.
Okay, perfect. So I'll walk you through a custom workout. So it's meant for any fitness level. So you could get on it, and it'll make the workout for you. A workout, I will choose a workout that's based on my previous custom algorithm. And this is actually from my own workout history that I've done at home. So if you were to do this for the very first time, we would start with the fitness assessment. So you would basically do this, and it walks you through like 90% effort, 75% effort, stuff like that to see where you are today. And then it would pop up with your very first custom workout. So you can see it's an interval training exercise. Each one of those peaks is your target sprint rate, and that's what the red lines represent. So every time it says sprint, you're going to try to match it up with that burn target. But let's say you got up in the morning and you're like, I'm just not feeling it. Then you could actually do an easier workout, and it'll lower the sprint rate. Or if you wake up and you feel amazing.
Well, my concern is we don't have 14 minutes to show it. So can you also decrease it then to do that encouraging thing?
Exactly. So I'm not gonna have you do a 14-minute workout.
Julio is just saying, go ahead and make it harder. Okay.
A 30-minute workout. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry. But you can do, even if you have a 4-minute workout, it'll just give you a really hard 4-minute workout because it knows you can take it. So we don't have to do even 4 minutes, but I'm just going to have you hop on with the recommended 4 minutes. So take a hop on. It's basically a cross between a stepper and an elliptical. So it's, there you go, and you're doing it right. You can put your hands down here or up there. It's whatever's comfortable. I like to put my hands up here so it's more of a push-pull exercise, but that's just me. And you can just hit the start button whenever you're ready. There you go. It's having you just do a warm-up period right there, so you're going to try to match it in that sprint rate. And we actually have a voice coach. So those five dots represent the voice of Max, and Max will chime in with either you need to pick it up a little bit, you're doing great, and Max might even tell you to slow down if he thinks that you're going to burn out and work too hard and not finish your workout.
See, I like that because that's part of the encouraging part. Yeah, exactly. You don't want your customers to burn out. You want them to do a good job with it and enjoy the workout. And don't push it, but build up from there, right?
Motivation, motivation, motivation. I will always choose consistency over intensity. Like, if we want people to keep coming back. We don't want them to be discouraged. We want them to make the change that they wanted to make, and we want the machine to be the right one for them.
Now, is Julio showing off? Or because you talk about intensity. I know Chris can't see his face at this point. I like the fact that it says workout complete, you see. And I'm out of breath even though he did the workout. It's like I got to live vicariously through Julio, who's into the intense stuff. But now it gives you some information before it lost contact.
Exactly. So it lost the Bluetooth connection, but everything is cloud-based. So that way you can get your workout on any device. It works with Android tablets. It works with Apple devices. It works with phones, so you can work with any of those devices. And because it's cloud-based, you didn't lose your workout, obviously. You can continue. It'll tell you any sort of awards you won or new things you unlocked, and it'll show you your history of your workouts. So you can log in on any device. You can log in on your phone and look at your workout history and track your progress over time.
Now, Chris, you got to look at him heavy breathing. I have not seen that because he works out regularly. He's always in the gym, but you got intense. Tell me what you felt. How did you enjoy this machine?
Well, Dave, I thought I could max out the machine. I thought I can get the hardest difficulty, but clearly that's not the case. The machine's tough, so I can see why there's custom workouts.
Very cool, and how AI makes a difference, and the Max Intelligence will not discourage you and, in fact, encourage you to do more.
Exactly, and it's not just Max Intelligence, it's subscription software. So with your subscription, you get custom workouts. You also get premium videos, so you get video content from, like, professional trainers to walk you through different workouts. We have an Explore the World thing through Run Social, so you can go to exotic locations and, like, travel through there, in addition to Bowflex Radio, and we're adding more features all the time. It's subscription software, so we want to make it better and better as you continue to subscribe.
And is the machine available currently, and for how much? How does that work?
So this is hot off the press. This came out.
This just in.
Yeah, exactly. So this is less than 2 months old. So it's a brand new product. The machine was made for the app, so they both are brand new. And you can available online, just bowflex.com.
And how much?
The base model is $16.99, and that's the M6. And then the M8, which is this model, that is $22.99. And then we also have a performance pack. I don't have that price in my head. I'm sorry.
No problem. But it's more.
But it is more. Don't worry. It's more. But that one comes with a heart rate monitor, the tablet, and the mat that you would need for the machine.
Terrific. Well, fitness gets personal. Bowflex.com and NautilusInc.com. We'll link you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Wes, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. And now you know why I didn't have you do the workout while interviewing us, yeah, because exactly. Hard to talk when you're out of breath.
It's a good machine. Don't worry. It'll start you anywhere. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to Julio for putting up with us having to get him all winded and very intense.
He did a very good job.
He did a very good job. Intotomorrow.com. If you're listening on the radio, haven't seen the video yet, have no fear. Visit us at intotomorrow.com and check out the interview with Wes describing the Bowflex machine and all the Nautilus gear and their ideas and using AI, and you'll see Julio getting quite the quick, heavy workout. I'm Dave Graveline in Las Vegas, our 24th year, bringing you Into Tomorrow here on the Advanced Media Network.
Millions of people today have no dental insurance. If you're without insurance, do you have a plan to care for your teeth without spending a fortune? Introducing Dental Plans. How would you like to save 10 to 60% off your next dental visit for as little as $7 a month? We offer trusted dental savings plans from companies like Cigna and Aetna with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Be a part of the 1 million plus happy smiles served since 1999 that save money when they visit the dentist. You can save on cleanings, dentures, braces, x-rays, fillings, crowns, root canals, and even teeth whitening. Call 800-634-0482 now to start saving immediately. Mention promo code RADIO to receive 15% off any plan and for a limited time, 1 month free. 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482. Fees billed annually plus a $20 processing fee. Savings plans are not insurance. Savings will vary by provider, plan, and zip code. Consult with plan detail page for additional plan terms. Not all plans and offers available in all markets.
Don't forget to ask Alexa or Google Home to play the Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline podcast. Aha! Try it. Let me know what you think. Hopefully you won't miss a minute of any broadcast when you do just that. I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. And this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by OWC, your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Special Into Tomorrow products and pricing at owc.com/into. That's owc.com/into.
Yes, indeed. And remember Cameron's mantra for you.
Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
And he's right, because we are in the middle of our huge summer giveaway. When you call in, when your call airs automatically, you win stuff, and it's that easy. Stay tuned. In a couple of minutes, we're going to run through a whole bunch of the prizes available. But what's that number to call?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
So imagine having a valet for all of your appliances. Well, that's what our next guest can do for you. He is the director of a company called Omogen, and his name is Terry Foyot.
Yes. Am I close?
Close.
Okay, very close. Very close.
Welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Fine, thanks.
Good.
Tell me first a little bit about Omogen as a company, and then let's get into the valet for appliances.
Okay, so Omogen is a company doing software for years now, but we are creating Omogen Home. We are presenting it right now. This is a brand new product for us, and this is our first B2C product.
So business to consumers, which is why we're talking to you, because since we are a broadcast to consumers, and of course we're talking about, as you mentioned, the modern home or smart homes.
Yeah.
Why would we need a valet for appliances, and how does that work?
But we need it just because I needed it. I created this application with my team because it was a basic need for me. I think when you broke something, are you able to find quickly your invoices or your user guides? So this is issuing. So the idea is quite basic. It's to integrate into the same application all your appliances so you can find warranties, user guides. You can send the invoice to insurance so you can be notified when your warranties are out and so on. And then
basically, think about this as some disaster happens, some catastrophe maybe, and you need to deal with your insurance company, and they want to know all the details. When was it bought? What exact model number? Those kinds of things. And to help determine its replacement value, perhaps, and you don't have that information. well, you can help us get that information easily, right?
Yeah, we have it. That's why it's been designed. But it's not just not only for disaster, because we added some features. Like you can be able to renew your appliances or order expandables. You can also recycle it, or using a few clicks, you can resell it on the website. The idea is just to avoid wasting time. As you can see, for example, on the screen, I have 15 appliances. If I go on it, oops, I have my list of appliances. I will go on this one.
For the radio audience who has yet to see the video at intotomorrow.com, he's clicking a button that indicated you have 15 appliances registered, I'm guessing, with the app. And then all the appliances pop up. So you have taken a picture of them, perhaps, when they were installed or otherwise available. And now, from this point, what do we do?
You can browse them or select one. So I'm going to select one, this one, for example. Then I've got the picture, all my information, including warranties. I can also have documents, for example, like an invoice, okay? But I can also select other features like renew or order, and then the application is going to show what kind of expandables or product you can buy directly linked to these appliances. It's designed to avoid wasting time. And all this information comes from approved partners. We can be a Fry, Walmart, Amazon, and so on, using OpenAPI. And this is the same system, for example, if you want to sell on a website, using a few clicks, it will be put on the website, or recycling.
That's a good idea, too, because a lot of people are dealing with, what do I do with an old appliance? So this will not only give us some advice about how to handle it, but what to do in terms of being able to help maybe save some of the environment. Huh?
Yeah. At the end, yeah. You can also create a service request. If something is broken, you can directly create a service request, adding photos and text, and then it will be sent to the reseller so he can go on and help you to fix it.
So maybe even dispatching a service call if it's necessary, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Is there a cost for the app, and is there a monthly subscription, or how does that work?
The application is free. It will be paid by the partners. So it's free for end users.
And that means that Omogen has a good relationship, I'm assuming, with a lot of appliance manufacturers, right?
We are working on.
Yeah. Well, Thierry, thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us. I think that there's a great need for something like this for all of us that have homes. And invariably, as you mentioned early on, even if we're just looking for a user guide, maybe it's something we've never done before with a particular appliance. And it's like, you know, I know it can do such and such, you know, a dishwasher that I know I can heat the dishes if I need to. I've never done it. How do I do that? Your app can help us make sure we know how to do all these things, because you'll store that user guide for us, right?
You got it. You understood it.
Perfect. Well, then that's the way to go. And, of course, we invite you to visit their site, omogenhome.com. It's O-M-O-G-E-N home.com. And, of course, we will link you there to see what he and his team are working on a regular basis when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Our next guest is certainly very trusted over the years in terms of home safety, and his company has been doing a lot of things. You probably have their products in your home now. VP of Marketing and New Product Development for OneLink by First Alert is Tom Russo. Tom, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Tell me about OneLink. What are you showing here in Lost Wages this week?
Exactly, Dave. We're here on two fronts. We have a very exciting product where we have combined the best of two worlds, one of which being smart smoke and carbon monoxide protection, the other being Wi-Fi mesh.
So wait a minute. So first of all three of those, right, in one device. Let's talk about the wireless mesh and how that plays an important role.
And you hit it on the head with OneLink. Convenience and simplicity is what we're going for.
Yeah.
I think with Wi-Fi mesh, what's important to understand is there's this misinterpretation that a lot of people in their homes, when we talk about, you know, residential space, homeowners, renters, they think they're getting slow internet. And they think that's because their internet service provider is providing them slow internet.
And in many cases, that is the case.
It's probably.
If you're stuck with Comcast or somebody like that, you might be getting okay. Slow internet.
Well said. I can't say that, but you can.
And I do regularly. And they beg me to stop.
In some cases, your router is actually just a bottleneck, and that the pipe coming into your home is going to give you plenty of download, upload. And with this new Wi-Fi mesh technology, I'm not going to lie, we're not the only person in the space.
Of course.
We are the only person in the space that's integrating that into smoke alarms. And here's what's really cool about that, is when you look at the commercial space, right, and a lot of commercial technologies trickle down to residential over the years. And what they do in the commercial space is they put these access points, these Wi-Fi routers, in the ceilings. And why they do that is because then all the devices have what's called line of sight.
Yeah.
Directly line of sight to the router. And so they don't have to go through walls to get to the router. They don't have to go through 72-inch plasmas. So with smoke alarms being ceiling-mounted, we get to take this best practice within the commercial space and apply it in the residential space. So, and then the other big thing is in most new construction, at least 40% of homes, and growing every time somebody pulls a building permit, and you have to bring up your home up to code, is that these smoke alarms are interconnected by hard line. And over that power line, we use a technology called power line communication. Not necessarily new, but the way we're using it is extraordinarily new, and nobody else in our space is doing it. Over power line communication, we are sending what's called backhaul. Backhaul is, within the Wi-Fi mesh space, how access points talk to each other. So let's say, Dave, you got an entertainment center on your first floor, right? And you have 30 devices, basically, and they're all going to the same access point. You have one on the second floor in the basement, however, which aren't getting anything. What this does is this arbitration, right, this conversation called backhaul, is the access point saying, hey, Mr. Basement Access Point, if you took this next device, you're actually going to give the user better what's called QoS quality of service if you just took this device. So that conversation is important.
Yeah.
But Wi-Fi products today, or Wi-Fi mesh products, only get to have that conversation wirelessly. Because we have a wired backhaul, doesn't matter if your home is 3,000 square feet, 5,000 square, whatever it may be, that signal doesn't degrade over time. The conversation happens faster. You get faster, more reliable internet. And from the America's Most Trusted brand, you get all the life safety feature of a smart carbon monoxide line.
FirstAlert.com for more info. Love it. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us here in Vegas this week.
Thanks, Dave.
We're back with more Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline for the 24th year, bringing you further Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Making your life more convenient with technology, we cover the latest in consumer tech. And we hope that you are enjoying today's broadcast, some highlights of the show we did back in January of this year, some interviews that you did not get to hear, and some that you might have heard, but a recap, if you will. And in the meantime, of course, reminding you,
the Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway
is underway, and we've got a plethora of things. Gotta say, that whole legal thing, no promises, no guarantees. However, we do want you to list, when you call in, two, maybe three of the items you would prefer if we can do something for you. We'll do our best to get them to you. For example,
from Silent Beacon, we've got some personal safety wearable devices valued at $100 each.
Oh, these are very cool. You want to check them out. From Nautilus, Bowflex SelectTech 560 Dumbbells Bundle. These are smart dumbbells. I know it sounds weird because they're the world's first smart dumbbells. They have a brain, and they include the 4.1 adjustable bench and stand with a media rack. It's worth almost $900 from Nautilus.
From Unbuckle Me, they sent some Unbuckle Me's. They make kids' car seat buckles easy.
Yeah, and not easy for the kid to get out of, but easy for you as a parent. So if you've got a child in a car seat, you're always struggling with that goofy buckle, we got some Unbuckle Me's for you. From Directed, these are cool. This is one of the things we teased last week that I couldn't tell you yet because they weren't in the studio. We got the case of them. 10 at $800 each. They're 5906V Viper Systems. Installation not included, but we do make sure we give you a link to find a dealer near you that can help you out or do it yourself. It's the ultimate Viper security remote start system for your vehicle. You might win one of those.
From Love Handle, we've got some custom Into Tomorrow smartphone grips. Get ready to love your phone.
Yeah, oh, these are cool. You want to talk about Grab My Love Handles? It's not those, it's these. And you might get those for your phone. Just ask. And from Ryobi, 18-volt Score wireless speaker sets. Got some of those to share. All you got to do is call us anytime, day or night, with any consumer tech question, digital dilemma, help for another listener, what have you. And that number is
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
Joining us now from the show floor, from a company called Chefman, is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for that very company, Penny Kahana. Penny, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm all right. Thanks, Dave.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. One of our producers, Andrew, was walking around looking for some different fun things. And one of your people said, oh, but check this out. And you don't even need to measure. I mean, we're talking about making things easier in the kitchen. It seems like that's exactly what you guys do.
That's our goal. We're trying to provide an unparalleled cooking experience, take all the worry out of the kitchen, turn home cooks into home chefs.
Wow, I'm liking that, especially those that like to cook at home, but maybe they're not so good at it, right?
We really help people of all skill levels. If you're an amateur chef, we'll hold your hand through the entire process. But even if you're an expert chef, we're going to give you tools that will enhance the experience, make it a lot more fun to cook, make it easier, and spend more time with your family and less time puttering around the kitchen.
So I'm in front of what appears to be like a pressure cooker, right? And what are we going to do to show people how easy it is to become that home chef?
So we're going to show off the three components that make us unique in this space. Number one is the unparalleled hardware. Number two is the software that we've developed and created in-house to help ease that process. And number three is the content that's also created in-house by our culinary team, giving people recipes and tutorials and maximizing their purchase so that they're happy to use it and not feeling like they have to because they spend so much money.
So you're really also making these smart kitchen appliances smarter.
Smarter and more affordable. This pressure cooker, multi-cooker is going to retail for $199, which is unheard of in the smart kitchen space. There's nothing under $500.
That's terrific. Okay, now, of course, you're also going to talk to us about how an app can help make these things be so smart, which means Chris is going to have to come back around to see the app, making it interesting for our camera guy, Chris, to be able to do the kinds of things. It's a good thing we can show you more of the booth as we're bouncing around.
Yeah, exactly. We'll do a lot of the booth, so I'm glad everyone gets to see it.
Yeah, exactly. So now tell me how this would work, and I'm noticing you have some batteries hidden here, I guess, to simulate the weight of perhaps some ingredients,
exactly.
Right?
It's just to show off the scale. We didn't bring fresh ingredients with us. We just want to show people how the scale works.
Do give us an example then.
Absolutely. Well, we'll have to go through the guided cooking recipe, and that's a combination of that software and content creation I mentioned. But the integrated scale, which is a hardware element, is what really makes this stand out from the competition as just a standalone hardware piece, because you can use it without any app, just on using the interface that we've developed in-house as well.
Whatever you can show us.
Absolutely. Let's start that guided cooking recipe. So if you're in Chef IQ, you have a long list of recipe options. We'll make some risotto today, or battery risotto, and we'll start that guided cooking. If you wanted, you could watch the entire video that showcases the whole recipe, but we're going to go straight to the guide to cooking here and load up exactly how to do it. So first step, a video, well, Wi-Fi lag, thanks. Load up, chop two onions and set them aside, so we're going to mark that as complete, and then we're going to saute that. So put 2 tablespoons salted butter, yada, yada, salted butter, mark it as complete. Finally, this is the key with the scale, add onion and salt. And now, I don't know about you guys, I don't know what a teaspoon is, what a tablespoon is. If I had a scale that showed me exactly when to stop putting in my salt, I know I'd get perfect replicable results every single time, and that's what we're trying to achieve here.
So you're really kind of tossing out the measuring devices in the kitchen. You don't need them.
And that's the whole idea of a multi-cooker, is do everything in one device, keep your pots clean, keep your accessories clean, and spend less time cleaning up after you're done cooking.
Love it.
Add onion and salt. So we're going to drop in a battery. Let's see if that...
Remember, we're making battery risotto now. Obviously, don't try this at home. Don't eat batteries. It's all for measuring.
My terrible mistake. We didn't connect the app to the pressure cooker. Choose a multi-cooker, and let's start that again. See, it's showing you now 0 grams with our target of 232. And just like that, 126 grams. And just for the sake of simulating the recipe and not wasting batteries, we'll pretend that's enough. We're going to click Add Mark. That'll tell me how much I put in of each ingredient. So if I want to come back and add something later, I know what I already put in, and I'm not going to forget. Or if I walk away for a minute and come back, I know what step I'm up to. We added the mark. Mark is complete. and add 2 cups of arborio rice. I hope I pronounced that right. And stir to coat. So let's get another battery up over here.
And again, the batteries at this point for the demo here on the show floor are simulating these various ingredients that it's telling you to do that you don't have to measure or pre-weigh. It's doing it in the, with the built-in scale.
Exactly. So we'll add that mark real quick. Move on to the next step. Add 1 cup of wine. I'm just going to skip through these now and pretend that we did it so we can get to the end of the recipe, show you the results. And close the lid.
So you close the lid. Remember, this is a pressure cooker, this particular one.
This is a little bit of a prototype, but it would automatically set the time and temperature for you. You don't have to do anything else. You just mark complete, set it, and it'll go. When it's done, you release the pressure, and we actually included an auto pressure release in the unit, so you could just press the pressure release button right here. You don't worry about steam coming up in your face. You don't need to use some long sort of spoon to knock it off like most multi-cookers. So you mark that complete. Add the last couple of ingredients. So we're going to open it back up. Add our final ingredients.
I'm liking the step-by-step ideas here. It makes, as he said, it makes any home cook a home chef.
Exactly. And finally, we will garnish it, and we'll serve it, and we will impress our family, our friends, and they're going to say, Penny, when did you learn how to cook? And ta-da, we're done. You can now share this with social media, with your friends, with your family, and say, hey, guys, look what I made. And that's just the beginning of what we're doing here. I mean, we even need to go on to the dehydrator. So I'll show you on this iPad here. What the calculator would look like. If we were looking at a food dehydrator, let's say, we want to make some apple chips. So we'll select through our really simple to understand calculator, and it'll calculate for you exactly what you need. So even if you know what recipe you want to make, and you don't know how to translate that information over into your smart device, our calculator, which is included in the app, will do that for you.
Chefman.com is where you can get all the cool details, and we'll link you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Vinny, thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes here at CES.
Yes. Dave, I really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. We're back with more from Las Vegas and Into Tomorrow for our 24th year, bringing you the latest in consumer tech. I'm Dave Graveline on the Advanced Media Network.
Attention.
Do you have chronic back pain, knee pain, or arthritis? If you have Medicare or private insurance like Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, Humana, or Blue Cross, you may qualify for a safe, drug-free remedy for your everyday back and knee pain, but you must call now. You may be eligible for a pain-relieving back or knee brace at little or no cost to you. These pain relief braces are ideal for back pain, arthritis, sciatica, leg pain, knee pain, and other painful conditions that make life difficult. Our associates will work directly with Medicare or your insurance company for free. Your knee or back brace will be delivered directly to your door. Imagine playing with your grandkids or enjoying tennis or golf again. Call the National Knee and Back Brace Center to qualify for your Medicare or insurance-covered knee or back brace.
Call 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179.
While you're trying to find that perfect selfie angle, be sure to keep listening Into Tomorrow if you haven't already signed up for our free podcasts. They are, of course, always available for you. Did I mention no charge? Just check them out at intotomorrow.com. A little box that pops up, too, by the way. While you're there, you might as well sign up for our free once-a-week tech newsletter. And that's always a fun thing to do. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet. High-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
If you have yet to sign up for our free once-a-week tech newsletter, as I mentioned, you get all sorts of info. In fact, those that subscribe to that were the first to jump on board for the annual hot summer giveaway. And what number do those people call when they want to win?
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
Okay, so I'm hungry, and it's not always convenient to cook. So how about a fusion solar electric oven? Yeah, how about that? Well, our next guest is with GoSun. He is, in fact, the sales and operations manager for GoSun. His name is Peter Harton. Peter, welcome Into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. Thanks for having us here. We're excited to show everyone what we have here on display, the GoSun Fusion.
All right. Now, tell me what it is. I know I said it's a solar-powered oven, but I think I'm not doing it enough justice. because obviously you can do some pretty cool things with this.
Oh, yes, it's very versatile. It's the first of its kind. It's a solar hybrid. So not only can it work with the sun, inside of this evacuated tube, you can bake, you can fry, you can steam, bake breads, cook meats, even vegetables and whole grains. But you can actually switch over to electric and use it when the sun goes down. So the solar oven that cooks even without the sun. So that's now, pretty unique.
Yeah, very. Is it actually storing the energy, or are you at that point, if you have a plug available, you actually can plug it in and use it?
Correct. With the accessories available, we actually have a solar panel that'll charge the power bank. The power bank provides minimal power to it, 150 watts. So almost the same that you use in a light bulb in your living room, you're actually cooking with inside of the tube.
And it's enough wattage, I guess, to do the job and actually heat things up. Because of the fusion efforts here, right?
Exactly. The insulation of the tube is so great that you can be at 500 degrees on the inside, but the outside of the tube always stays cool to the touch.
Well, that's important, because knowing me, I'd be burning myself anyways.
Exactly. Safe to use, very easy to maintain as well.
So what's your target audience? Is it Boy Scouts? Is it those who like to go out and camp? Is it all of the above, any of the above, or just somebody that, instead of a barbecue, wants to bring this to the backyard?
So that's a great question. We actually have people that use it in RVs, in sailing communities, overlanding, also camping, anyone that enjoys getting outdoors and cooking with something that doesn't use any fuel. So energy, untethered lifestyles.
So those not yet seeing the video at intotomorrow.com, how would you describe it? It's your product. I'll let you, for the Theater of the Mind radio audience, not yet seeing the video, how would you describe what it looks like? And which I think is very cool.
Yes, it's definitely a cool device that, you know, seeing it for the first time, you might not know what it is, but it's a cylinder that you're cooking inside of. So if you imagine almost the power of your Yeti thermos that insulates all the heat, except a lot larger, almost like a Jetson oven from the Jetsons.
I love it. And we refer to that for a lot of years on Into Tomorrow. Are we living that Jetsons lifestyle? Well, your fusion solar oven is a good example of that.
We're getting closer every day.
And in fact, until we were able to pull out the cylinder and show that there's actually vegetables in the, at the end of the cylinder, that's where they're cooking, right? Are they, in essence, baking inside the cylinder?
Yes, correct. The heat is actually trapped inside the cylinder. It's actually providing heat from all 360 degrees, so it's a very even cooking. It's a moist, high-moisture environment, so it's kind of like an oven and a crock pot combined, but that'll keep your breads very fresh, your meats tender and juicy, and vegetables that are just so amazingly delicious.
Almost like a super steam-heated sort of thing, I guess I'm also saying. I love that concept of the 360-degree cooking, because you can't get that otherwise, not even in a home oven, because there's always going to be more heat either the top or the bottom of it, depending on what settings, or even a barbecue, same thing, it's more heat coming from the bottom. This is essentially covering you with whatever you put in. What are you likely to cook in here? Anything?
So really anything. We've seen people do anything from shrimp to steaks to pies even. I mean, the types of recipes that people make are amazing. There's something called the GoSun Community Kitchen. People share recipes, and I'm telling you, the recipes that people come up with are blowing me away. Pineapple upside down cakes, Christmas cakes, all the way to Cornish hens that have amazing glazes on them as well.
Kind of give a whole new meaning to shrimp on the Barbie, I guess, but now it's shrimp in the fusion.
Shrimp in the fusion, that's right.
I love it. How'd you come up with this whole concept of a solar kitchen, even, it sounds like, because you do some pretty cool products.
Yeah, so we started out with cooking, and that's really where we got our start on Kickstarter with units that have been used to heat water. And we actually adapted it to be able to cook food. So after we started making different sizes, we figured, hey, when people go out and they want to cook, how do they keep the food cold? And ice is a big problem. So we decided to come out with an accessory of an outdoor kitchen that can cool your food without ice, can cook your food without fuel, all with the solar panel incorporated into the table that you're seeing here.
GoSun.co. We'll link you there, too, when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. And see the video. This is one that if you're listening on the radio at the moment, make sure you run, don't walk. Well, drive safely if you're driving to intotomorrow.com. Check out the video where we're talking to Peter and showing you this very cool solar fusion oven. And we're delighted to share it with you. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us. Continued good luck here in Vegas at the show.
All right. I appreciate it, Dave. You as well. Enjoy the show.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
Don't forget, next week we're coming to you from New York City and CE Week. Lots of interviews you don't want to miss. All brand new stuff from Into Tomorrow. And again, don't miss a minute of that. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the audio streaming for all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our website at IntoTomorrow.com. That stream goes on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All the Into Tomorrow you can handle.
Developing the next generation of augmented reality for the commercial and the consumer worlds. Our next guest joins us again Into Tomorrow. The president of Third Eye Gen Incorporated is Nick Cherukuri. Nick, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and we're very busy talking with a lot of cool exhibitors here.
Awesome.
And you are showing some cool new things. Tell me about what's bringing you to Vegas this time.
And this is a great show, so thank you for bringing me on.
Sure.
So we're unveiling our X2 mixed reality smart glasses. These are the world's smallest smart glasses with 3D scanning capabilities. And that means you can walk around the Las Vegas Strip and have a dragon fly around the Bellagio, for example, wearing these smart glasses. So,
and, of course, you're the only one that's seeing it. So people
exactly.
are wondering, what is he on? But the fact is, you're having a good time.
Exactly. That's the beauty of smart glasses, is that the experience is totally private just to you. Whoever's wearing them can experience that interaction with the augmented reality, virtual mixed reality experience. So from dragons flying around to, like, looking at a restaurant and getting the wait time for the restaurant.
Oh, okay. So it becomes not just sort of a gameplay thing or just entertainment,
exactly.
but actual information that would be helpful.
Exactly. And unlike holding a phone up, you're hands-free wearing smart glasses. So this is the future of where technology is going. In 5 to 10 years, everyone is going to be having a pair of smart glasses, just like everyone has a smartphone on them today. And the beauty of smart glasses is you're hands-free. You can get any digital information you want displayed live in your field of view. So whatever you want, from gaming to real-world information to maps to watching Netflix to anything you want, just walk around wearing a pair of smart glasses, and you'll be the coolest person on the world.
Now, will they connect to your phone? Is that kind of the idea? Is that what's getting you that connection to the outside world, to the Internet as we know it, et cetera?
So that's a great question. So in our smart glasses, and the reason our Third Eye X2 smart glasses are taking off, we have everything built into the smart glass. So Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, displays, speaker, everything you have on your phone is into this standalone smart glass. So you don't need your phone at all. But if you want to use your phone, you can definitely use your phone. You can connect your phone to the smart glasses and display your phone display on the smart glasses.
Third Eye, E-Y-E, Gen, G-E-N.com, and you'll see what's up. Nick, thanks as always for joining us. You're always doing fun things. We love talking about it.
Thank you. I love you guys so much. You have a great show, so I'm always awesome coming back here.
Well, thank you as well. IntoTomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We're back with more from Lost Wages Nevada on the Advanced Media Network.